increasingly used to the notion of Tesco towns, areas of the UK where the country's biggest retailer is accused of being so dominant it's forced other shops to close. Tonight, we've got a variation on that theme with a twist. Our reporter Michael Buchanan is here, Michael.
Eddie, let me take you to Linwood, a small town in Renfrewshire, about 10 minutes or so from Glasgow Airport, whose main claim to fame is that it used to be the home of the Hillman Imp, for anyone who can remember that particular car. Today, its town centre is an eyesore, derelict and regularly vandalised. In February 2007, Tesco announced that it was riding to the rescue. Not only was it going to build a store, but also a health centre, library, offices and a community centre. In short, Tesco were going to regenerate the entire town centre. Its plans were welcomed in large part because the company that ran the shopping centre, Balmore Properties, were loathed locally, as I've been hearing from Ian Wilson, Secretary of the Linwood Community Council.
They were there, obviously, to get rid of the existing tenants. Their policy was appeared to the community to be, anyway, get rid of everybody and allow the site to be derelict that would make way for some development in the future that they could sell it to.
Balmore were hated locally. Half the town signed a petition trying to get rid of them.
That's true. We did oppose the development and urged the local authority to exert their authority and give us something other than a supermarket. But by the time Balmore's policy was effective in that by the time that anything was done, we were glad to see anything coming along that would regenerate the centre.
And when Tesco turned up in the town in February of 2007, they were welcomed with very open arms.
They were, yep, even we people who had opposed the development of a supermarket welcomed them with open arms, yes.
It has now been revealed that Balmore Properties, the hated management company, were acting on behalf of Tesco. I'm joined live by Michael Kissman from Tesco. Mr. Kissman, what was the nature of the relationship between Balmore and Tesco?
Well, we work with Balmore, as is normal, with any developer or retailer seeking to invest in an area and buy sites. We work with them to acquire the necessary parcels of land to bring forward this exciting scheme. It's quite normal to use expert agents or other companies to help you to do that.
The local community thought that Balmore were running down the entire shopping centre, running down the entire town centre in Linwood. What strategy did you actually ask Balmore to follow?
Well, I think you've got to look at the real history of the site since it was built. It was built in the 1960s, this town centre, and it's been a victim of its own design, really. It's been in decline for some time, long before our involvement or the involvement of Balmore. So, really, what we want to do is bring forward these exciting plans that will transform...
Yes, forgive me for interrupting, but the point here is that local people felt that Balmore deliberately ran down this town, and what you're admitting is that you had a relationship with Balmore, so did you ask Balmore to run down Linwood?
No, that's not the case, and I think that would be the wrong strategy, actually. Our aim is to bring forward schemes, and so the hands of whether those schemes succeed are in the hands of councils, and we're sometimes successful and sometimes not, and clearly if we're investing in a town, so to run it down unnecessarily would be the wrong strategy.
If
we weren't given permission.
At the time you went to the town, I want to read you a clipping from the Herald newspaper. This is what they said. The man from Tesco was taken aback by his welcome. I'm not used to people clapping, admitted Nick Gellatley, who was your head of corporate affairs at the time. Ian Wilson, who you heard from a minute ago, there were rumours locally that Tesco were behind the company. He called Tesco's and said, are you behind Balmore? Tesco replied to him, no, we're not. Why did you, in effect, lie to the community?
Well, I don't think we did. We were completely transparent throughout the planning process. The decision was made in full knowledge. It was Tesco involved. We were the named applicant. And the scheme was given permission on its merits. Clearly, empty shops were taken into consideration, but so were the job creation, the long-term jobs for unemployed people in the local area. So when we went to the community, we shared the plans, and I think it would have been wrong to go too early before we had a real idea of what we could bring to the town. We needed to go through the process, work with our development partners, find the site and get the scheme right, and we've done that, and we've got a scheme that's been welcomed for all the right reasons, because it brings people in and what they really want, which is new shopping, new community.
Just finally and just briefly, Mr. Kissman, are you doing this in any other towns across the UK?
Well, we are investing in towns across the UK. Not all retailers go for towns.
Using front companies to allegedly run down the town centre so that it's